Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me this morning in the studio, I have a full studio this morning. I have Betty Gray, Melinda McAdams, and Marshall Barg are all here to talk about the upcoming Fall Art Walk that we get to look forward to this coming Saturday. Thank you all for coming in and joining me this morning.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank you for having us.
So, Betty, we'll start with you of the Fall Art Walk. So we get to look forward to an art walk twice a year here in Sitka.
That's
and
true. Yeah.
We have our first one, I guess, of this. I think of this as like the first of the season of like the season being of
the Sitka season.
The Sitka season. Yeah. The tourists are gone.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And now we get to look forward to us again.
Exactly. And it's just the best time just to kick off the holidays, do some Christmas shopping, and just such a fun night, I think, to get out and see all your favorite galleries and artists, and just a really fun night.
So for the art walk coming up on Saturday, it's downtown Lincoln Street, but it's also expanding out. We have quite a range to cover. So
yeah.
It's Harbor Drive as well?
Yes. So there are 23 businesses participating. So definitely bring comfortable shoes because there's a lot of places to stop in and see really cool stuff. But the best way to do it is to pick up an Art Walk passport. And so those will be at any of the businesses who are participating. And on that, it's kind of like your guide to the Art Walk. So it's all the businesses that are participating with their addresses and all the artists and musicians who will be there. So we have over 30 artists participating, 4 live musicians in different places. And so it's definitely a lot of information to have. And so it's nice to have that passport handy.
Yeah, just have it all in one place in your pocket so you can just
take
enjoy.
A look, find your friends. And then you also can win prizes. So you want to take your passport to each place and then you can get it stamped. And if you get 12 stamps, you can turn it into Island Artist Gallery. And be entered to win really cool prizes from some of the businesses who are participating.
Excellent. And when is this taking place on Saturday?
This is Saturday from 4 to 7. So it should be really, really fun.
And this is a free entry. This is anyone who wants to mosey on downtown.
Yes. Just grab your friends, come downtown, check things out. There are usually some snacks. And it's just getting to see all the cool creative people that we have in this community. And it's just such a fun range because we have like Melinda is hosting her Sitka dancers who range from kids to adults. Sitka High School is showing their art at the Alaska Pure Sea Salts. And then I'm really excited because the Pioneer Home is participating this year with all their resident artists. And they make such incredible stuff all made at the Pioneer Home. So they'll be at the gift shop there.
Excellent. That's a huge range.
I know. It's just how art is just for your whole life.
And it's you were saying this before we went on air. It's so cool to see just how creative everyone this whole town is. Just it comes out of the woodwork.
I know. It's so fun to like see these artists sign up because you're like, whoa, I didn't know you did this incredible art. So it really is surprising and just how amazing everyone's art really is.
Awesome. Like Betty was saying, Melinda, you're going to be helping to showcase some art here. Not necessarily anything that people can purchase for Christmas, but can definitely come and experience throughout the evening. You're going to be having the Fireweed Dancers or just the Sitka Dance Studio?
Actually, it's the Nutcracker. So
excellent.
We're going to bring dances from the Nutcracker, and we're just really excited to be involved with the art walk because dance is art that kind of gets overlooked sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think that it's really great that we're going to be able to be there. We're really grateful to Harry Race for giving us a space. So we'll be 2 doors down from Harry Race and they're cleaning that out for us. And we're bringing Nutcracker dances. We'll have 4th graders through adults. We had to pick the small dances so that we could fit in the space, but that's going to be good. And just running up to our production in December.
Excellent. Yeah. So a great preview and get people into the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's fun for the dancers too, to get that preview of having an audience to dance for.
Yeah, they
after
got to
rehearsals. I'm sure everyone's been seeing it amongst yourselves for a while now.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing since September, and we just got our costumes. So this is super exciting, especially for the kids to be like, I am wearing this beautiful outfit, and they feel good, and it's just pretty exciting to see them.
To be
so
able
happy.
To show it off.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you'll be performing in the building space, but basically between Harry Race and the City Hall building.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the vaccine clinics have been in there and other things. So
exactly.
Yeah, it'll be lit up and filled with dancers. So it should be shouldn't be too.
So we just encourage everybody to keep going on Lincoln Street. Come down and see us. We're performing on the half on the 15 after and 15 till. Perfect. And then in the between time, you can come and visit us because we will be playing. And we're bringing toys for the kids. So.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Oh, good time to, and it'll be nice to have it inside, both for the dancers, I got to imagine, it's a little more comfortable, and if people, want to take a, just take a break from whatever weather we might be having.
Right.
At any time. Come inside.
We've done outside dancing before, and I was telling you earlier, I got in trouble for getting the costumes wet and dirty, so.
Yes.
This will be better to be inside.
That'll be, yes, we always want to make sure whoever is in charge of costumes,
yes,
stay
Carol,
happy.
We want yes. Carol happy.
Because those are amazing costumes, and
yes,
we want to make sure they stay
are.
That way. Awesome. Well, it'll be the best of both worlds then.
Yes.
Folks get a little preview of the Nutcracker, and your dancers get a chance to provide that preview and show off
yes.
those awesome costumes. And so besides the visual arts of dancing, Marshall, you're one of the artists that are going to be showing off some more of your talents here in Sitka. And mm-hmm. this is your first art walk that you're participating in. But you were saying before we went on air, it's a kind of a full circle moment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that. What did you mention earlier?
Yeah. So last year I was working at Mount Edgecombe as a cultural activities coordinator, getting to do recreation with students. And so I had the pleasure of being able to take a bunch of students to the art walk last year and kind of bopping around to all the stores and seeing them get real excited to just be walking down Lincoln Street in the evening. And seeing a bunch of art. And so now I'm really excited to be able to show some of my own art this year.
So what's the medium that you work in? What sort of art do you dabble?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do a lot of image transfer, which is a form of printmaking. I use a lot of historical images of Sitka, as well as natural landscapes of photos I've taken, as well as a lot of pastel drawings and dry media. So a lot of mixed media, as you can tell. So I'm really excited to finish a couple new pieces, have some new pieces up, and show other Sitkins some artwork I've been working on that's always focused on the area as well.
Awesome. So is this have you had a chance to show your work in Sitka before, or is this going to be more of a grand reveal of Marshall's art to Sitka?
Yeah, so this will actually be the second time I'll have the chance to put up artwork. I was really lucky to be able to put up some artwork in Backdoor last summer, and then next month I'll have a little section of the library where I'll have some artwork up. So I'm really excited just to be able to have these spaces to show art, because Betty was saying, so many Sitkins are always making so many amazing things, and it's really cool whenever there's spaces for people to see those things.
Yeah, so you're going to be hosted in which of the over 20 businesses that are participating this Saturday? Where will your art be hosted?
Yeah, I'll be in Sitka Mercantile, so I'm really excited to get set up in there. So definitely swing on by and check out my art. I'll be more than happy to chit-chat and hear about how the art walk's going for you and what your favorite pieces are, so then I'll be able to try to skedaddle or maybe run out and see some other stuff myself.
Excellent. Yeah, so for the art walk, so you're going to be there, obviously, to talk about your art and talk about the process and stuff. Is there anything that you remember from, I guess, in art walks past when you were on the walking side of the ones viewing art that kind of is inspiring of how you are going to be participating now that you're on the other side?
Yeah, definitely seeing people walk through with the passports and being organized. I remember when I didn't have a passport walking around, I was kind of aimless. And then once I found one, then I was like, okay, I'm oriented, I'm excited, I know where to go. Even though it's not that, it can get a little confusing, but not that much. And so, but that still was really orienting. And one of my friends actually won a gift last time, a reward from checking out and getting a stamp. So definitely do that. And I'll be sad that I won't be able to necessarily run around and do that myself. So everyone else has to do that so I can live through them vicariously.
Okay. That seems like a good trade-off. We can probably do that for you. Well, excellent. So you'll be at the Sitka Mercantile showing off your mixed media arts with, I'm excited to see the mix of the pastels with historic photos. I'm a sucker for old photos.
I love them.
They're so fascinating. Mm-hmm. And especially in right down Lincoln Street, where so many of our cool photos have that that parallel with, I mean, everyone takes a photo of our very photogenic downtown.
It's hard not to.
It's hard not to. So it's great to have those photos to see. Betty, looping one more time back to you just to make sure we get all the nitty gritties down before we have to go this morning. So this Fall Art Walk, supported by the Greater Sitka Arts Council, it's coming up this Saturday, the 22nd. What do people need to know? Where should they be? What time?
Downtown, 4 o'clock. Get your passport. Know where you're going. And then just follow your heart. See what Absolutely. You need. It's the best time to do some Christmas shopping. But it's really fun. And then if you want to be an artist next time, our next art walk is April 11th. So let me know. And check out our website, Think Art, Think Sitka, to see who's participating and some of the artists, if you want a head start on figuring it all out.
Awesome. And those passports can be grabbed at any of the participating spots.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you all, Betty Gray, Melinda McAdams, and Marshall Barg, for coming in to talk about this weekend's art walk. A lot of talented creators, dancers, and musicians all being showing off their wonderful talents this weekend, all along Lincoln Street and Harbor Drive. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.